Welcome to the But You're Wrong podcast. I'm Greg DiNicola.
I'm Keith Padilla.
Make sure you check us out every Wednesday, every Saturday on iTunes and Stitcher Radio.
Be sure to check out But You're Wrong Facebook page, facebook.com/ButYou'reWrong. Please give us a like on there and follow us on Twitter at BYW Podcast.
And on YouTube at youtube.com/BYW Podcast. If you like Keith, make sure you check him out on the Amazon Kindle Marketplace. We now join the But You're Wrong podcast, already in progress.
You know what I did notice, though? I've been to the liquor store two, three times in the last couple days. No. the last couple months, I've noticed a growing trend in alcohol.
Okay.
Cinnamon-infused shit.
Okay.
When did this become a thing? And why?
So obviously there's been Fireball whiskey. We've known about that for a while.
Yeah.
But, okay, so what else?
There was one, I think it was called, I think the most recent one I called, or I saw was called, Singe?
Singe, okay.
Let me see if that's it. Liquor Wine Warehouse Singe Set. Does it show me, no picture. You know what? I just gotta do a Google image search. I don't see the one I was thinking of. Maybe it wasn't Singe. I thought it was. Holy shit, what the fuck is this guy? I don't... Alright.
What are you doing?
Hang on. I gotta... Okay. I'm gonna save this picture, but I am also sending it to you right now. Just click the link. I'm not going to describe it at all to get a legitimate reaction from you. Could be called Future Greg, though.
All right. Taking a look. Oh, my God. That could... Yeah. So, I mean, I don't think I'd wear my hair that long, but he's got long hair, nice big round gut, hairy chest. He's got a Glock. He's wearing, like, really small underwear.
Is that a Glock?
It looked... Hold on.
There's a Glock next to the,
You know what? No, you're right. There's a Glock laying down. Yeah. Next to the Luger-looking thing.
Luger, yes. That's the word I was looking for.
A bunch of ammunition. Couple revolvers.
One that may fit inside of a woman's vagina. You know,
that might be a 1911 that he's got in his hand, actually. A ton of magazines.
Couple knives.
A guitar.
No, two guitars. One from Rock Band.
No, that's what I was going to say. Or are they both from Rock Band?
One's from Rock Band, one's from Guitar Hero.
Okay. Wow, this guy's really cool. Oh my God, I think we're gonna have to put this up on the book. Or at least up on Twitter.
Oh, definitely.
For our followers. I just saved it.
This is going everywhere.
This is on thealcoholenthusiast.com.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not surprising. Take a look at this guy. Oh my goodness. Look at all the handguns.
So many.
Wow. You know, that could be me. I'd have to let myself go a little bit more, but it could be me. Maybe with the hair, as far as letting myself go.
Yeah. The hair means it's probably not going to be you. But
no, I couldn't deal with that. But wow, I like that guy. But Anyway, yeah. So, okay, so but, yeah, what are you finding on that?
So Fireball's been around for a while. Goldschlager, of course.
Yeah.
But we apparently they've also done a what's this one? Sinfire.
Sinfire.
Fire Eater. Bird Dog Hot Cinnamon Flavored Whiskey. Now you're just fucking up whiskey? Like, I don't know. And Bird Dog, I thought made pretty decent whiskey on its own. And
yeah,
Evan Williams is doing cinnamon whiskey, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay, because I didn't know about all these different cinnamon whiskey. You gotta assume it's just because whiskey's becoming so crazy popular.
Oh, okay. No, I just found what it was. It was called Singe, but it was a little bit different. Now
is it Singe spelled with a C?
Singe spelled with a C, and it's done by Jose Cuervo. So now we're getting cinnamon infused tequila.
Cinnamon tequila?
Yep.
I don't even know. That doesn't even sound appetizing. Cinnamon tequila.
Yeah, the way you take that shot is you take the shot and then put a shotgun in your mouth.
That doesn't sound good. Cinnamon whiskey, I mean, I'm not that I find that to be particularly exciting, but I kind of get that. Cinnamon tequila, not for me.
Like, I get cinnamon schnapps and stuff. Cause, like, like in the winter, you get some apple cider, you put a little cinnamon schnapps in there.
Yeah.
Tastes pretty good. I'm not gonna lie. Tastes pretty good. But now they're just, like, putting cinnamon in a bunch of shit, and I'm like, what are we doing here, people? What?
Maybe there's just a lot of people that are more crazy about cinnamon than we are. I mean, I like it.
It could be the reason that, that hot tamales are still a sellable item, but.
Yeah, maybe I'm just not that crazy about cinnamon. I don't know. I certainly don't mind it, but it's definitely not something that I would, I'm not clamoring to put cinnamon in my alcohol. That's for sure. For certain.
There's also a lot of ones adding spiced. A lot of spiced products, too.
Yeah. Same idea, I guess.
Yeah, which I don't care for. Probably a lot of, I don't know what spices they're adding. I'm gonna say probably nutmeg.
Yeah. I can definitely see that. Because, like, stuff that you would put in, say,
like a pie.
Well, I was gonna say a pie or in, eggnog.
Yeah.
You know, mix a little booze, get some eggnog, some nutmeg, some cinnamon.
Let's see, what is this? Here's a chocolate flavored whiskey. That sounds like bullshit.
Yeah, not for me. I like chocolate.
This I'm kind of more okay with. A Sons of Liberty hops flavored whiskey. Yeah, maybe. Yeah, you know, I understand that a little bit more, because hops is involved in beer. And it's not like you're just like, let's make it candy. There's a lot of maple, too.
I've seen a lot of maple. The honey, too.
Yeah, Knob Creek smoked maple. Here's peach mist, peach liquor blended with Canadian whiskey. The fuck is that about?
I don't know about that.
Just like, why can't people just drink? Just fucking shut the fuck up and drink.
Shut the fuck up and drink. Yeah. I like different options, you know? But not necessarily with my hard alcohol, because I feel like if you want to change it, you mix it with stuff, right?
Yeah.
Like, I feel like options are more so for beer or wine or, you know?
Yeah.
More beer, more so.
Okay, here's the 20 most unusual liquor flavors.
Okay.
All right, I got it. It's loaded up here. Here's a big picture, but can we... Okay, here we go. 1. Naked J Big Dill.
I like the name.
Flavored like a dill pickle, I guess.
Yeah. Big Dill.
Okay, before we go on, do you want to make some predictions about what else might be in this list?
There's got to be one that tastes like clams or like some sort of seafood or something. Okay.
All right. So one that tastes like seafood.
Yeah.
There's got to be a bacon something.
Oh, absolutely.
Probably a maybe like a peanut butter one too.
I could see that. Chocolate, definitely.
Oh, definitely chocolate. I feel like chocolate wouldn't be on the unusual.
Oh, you're right. That's probably
I think
not
peanut
that
butter,
unusual.
Maybe, or like a peanut butter jelly.
Ooh.
Peanut butter yeah. jelly would be a weird one.
Yeah, I don't know how I feel about that.
Maybe like a pistachio one. Pistachios are pretty popular, so maybe pistachio. I don't know. Okay, let's go. We'll go on here, but. My question though is does the Naked J Big Dill taste just like pickle juice?
Well, cause people like doing those pickleback shots where they do like a shot of whiskey with a shot of, pickle juice.
Wait, what? That's a
you
thing?
Never heard of that?
No.
Yeah, look it up. Picklebacks.
Picklebacks? Sounds
yeah, look
terrible.
It up. Pickleback.
Pickleback.
Jeez. Yeah, they like chase, I think they chase the whiskey with fucking pickle juice. Cause I remember when I worked at a restaurant nearby, we would have to grab some pickle juice and they'd put it in shots for people out in the bar. Like sometimes they come to the kitchen and ask us for shots of pickle juice.
Oh, that's. It's fucking stupid. Just fucking drink alcohol. Just fucking... Oh, man, that's stupid. But yeah, you're right. It's a thing.
Yeah.
Because the brine helps neutralize the taste and burn of the alcohol. But it says it neutralizes both the taste of the whiskey. Why you would do that, I don't know.
I mean, as someone that likes whiskey, I don't really get that.
And the burn of the alcohol. Just fucking drunk.
Become a fucking man.
Oh, okay. Stoli. At one time, the preferred vodka of James Bond.
Oh, yeah.
The hot jalapeno vodka.
See, I would probably be into that.
I probably wouldn't, but I feel like that's not as strange as the pickle.
I don't find that particularly strange. I guess it's somewhat abnormal, but I don't think it's like crazy weird.
Let's see. Whiskey. Oh, here's the chocolate whiskey that we had actually previously mentioned. I feel like that is a weird combination though.
Chocolate and whiskey, it's a little strange. I feel like usually with the flavors, with hard alcohol, you usually think of vodka.
Chocolate and something else would make more sense. Here's Mama Walker's, taking up spaces 4, 5, and 6.
Oh, Jesus. What's Mama Walker's?
I guess it's just a brand.
Okay.
Number 4 is Mama Walker's Maple Bacon.
Oh, yeah.
Covering two there. Yeah.
Not surprised at all.
Number 5, the Glazed Donut.
Glazed Donut, huh?
Yeah, did not expect that one.
No. You know what, though? now that you say it, I'm not that surprised.
Yeah, I should have, we should have guessed that one. Number six, blueberry pancake.
I don't know if I would have included the pancake part of it.
Blueberry vodka does taste pretty decent. Rachel was very into that for a while.
Was it, would you say blueberry vodka?
Just blueberry vodka. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's pretty
good. Yeah. I've had that before and it is pretty good.
Blueberry vodka mixed with some cranberry juice. Pretty tasty.
Yeah.
It tastes good and it's not too sweet. Number seven. I guess you say it the same way. The Van Gogh. Right? Van Gogh.
What?
Van Gogh vodka.
Oh, Van Gogh.
Van Gogh.
Yeah.
PB&J vodka.
Now, did you look at this before you said that?
No, I really didn't. I swear okay. to God, I didn't.
All right. I'll give you credit. That's pretty good. I think that's gross, but, and that's someone that, you know, I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, but I think that sounds kind of gross.
I will be honest. I did think that somewhere I had seen possibly bacon infused or bacon something alcohol, but PB&J I'd never seen before.
Yeah.
But now I have.
No, I think I've heard of bacon.
Yeah. So is there a thing where you mix the blueberry pancake with the bacon and then like,
That would make sense.
It's a breakfast shot or something.
If that doesn't exist, we should create it.
So do you also include the taste of an egg in there as well? At hash browns? And just call it breakfast? Breakfast vodka?
No, you put an egg in it.
Oh.
Yes, you crack an egg, you put a raw egg with bacon vodka, or is it bacon whiskey?
Bacon vodka.
Bacon vodka and what, maple whiskey?
No, okay, so we do blueberry.
Oh, wait,
so
the blueberry pancake.
We do the blueberry pancake vodka. Bacon vodka. Well, this said maple bacon, but I'm pretty sure I just saw just bacon vodka somewhere. So bacon vodka. So we do that, and then you put in also maple whiskey.
Yeah.
You put a raw egg as the syrup. Into it. Yeah. And then you just down it.
Yeah, exactly. That's a new shot.
That sounds disgusting, but amazing. But yeah, that's something.
Oh, it sounds terrible, but it's just the creative aspect. I think it's brilliant on our part.
People will do it. Or even if they're just like, we can't put eggs in there, but like we come up with something that's like an egg or something.
Egg beaters?
Yeah. Yeah, we do the fake eggs. That'll work. Number eight, Stoli salted caramel. I'm gonna say no to that.
I'm gonna say no, I don't want it. I'm gonna say I don't think it's necessarily that crazy though.
Yeah, it's not that crazy. 100,000 Scovilles. Naga, 100,000 Scovilles Naga chili vodka. Think you can handle the heat in the hottest hot sauce? Why not combine that with a shot of vodka? That sounds terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. I like hot shit. I like vodka, but I don't know that I need them together. I've heard of people putting like Tabasco sauce in their shots.
I did a shot in Canada that had Tabasco in it. I believe it was called a bear fucker.
A bear fucker?
A bear fucker.
Huh. Was it like, even though it was in Canada, was it like the usual Tabasco, like the one that's made in Louisiana?
Yeah.
I forget the name. McCary's or something? Do people make, does there any other company that makes Tabasco sauce?
I don't think so.
I don't know. That's the only one I've ever seen.
I was listening to something the other day. I never realized that at the beginning of Man with the Golden Gun, Christopher Lee shouts out to Nick Nack, and he's like, Nick Nack, Tabasco! And that's why Nick Nack just comes out with Tabasco on a silver tray. But there's no reason for him to be shouting for Tabasco. It's not like he's like eating a sandwich or a hot dog or something, and he's like, this needs something. It's weird.
Hmm.
Anyway.
I'm eating a steak and I need Tabasco sauce.
I'm just hanging out on the beach and I need Tabasco sauce. Bacon vodka, but bacon is spelled B-A-K-O-N.
Stupid.
Bubblegum vodka?
That's not that surprising. I'm honestly surprised that hasn't existed before.
I'm surprised that this one made the list. Whipped cream vodka.
I don't think that's weird at all.
They
advertise that on TV.
Yeah, Rachel's a big fan of that too. Rachel and several of her friends really enjoy that. I feel like it's very common.
I've had it. I mean, I'm not.
I don't. I've had it too. I don't drink it regularly, but
yeah. No, I mean it. You know, it happens on occasion.
This one I think is weird just because I feel like it's similar to the whipped cream vodka. Fluffed marshmallow vodka.
Fluffed? I've heard of that as well. It's probably a little weirder than the whipped cream, but I still don't find that to be particularly strange.
Yeah, that one not as much either. Strawberry shortcake vodka? I feel like that's not as strange.
Yeah, I don't find that to be that strange either. Like, it's not even like, yeah, it's weird when you think of, like, straight, you think like vodka. Like, when I drink vodka, right, I drink plain absolute vodka, right?
Right.
But, like, these flavors, like whipped cream, okay, strawberry shortcake, yeah, like, stuff like that. Like, I think it's kind of logical. If you're looking to expand your brand, like, I think that those flavors are kind of logical. I'm not going to buy them, but I'm a fucking...
Well, yeah, here's the thing.
As a straight male that's almost 30 years old, I'm not going to buy fucking strawberry shortcake vodka. Well, unless it's for someone else.
Yes. So you may end up eating those words because some...
Because
you're going to have a lady friend that goes... would you please buy me strawberry shortcake vodka? I love it so much, and I get into so much trouble whenever I drink it, and my clothes just seem to fall off, and you're already halfway to the liquor store at that point.
I love these scenarios. It's fantastic.
For some reason, your Red Sox hat is just spinning in the space where you used to be when she says, clothes like come off. Soon. 15 is weird. Fruit Loops vodka.
Okay, alright. That is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Number 16, I'm gonna also say is weird. Buttered popcorn vodka.
I've heard of it before. I do think it's strange, though.
Yeah. Well, cause here's the other thing. Let's go back through the list real quick. Cause the question is, can you mix these things? The dill pickle one, I don't know. That seems like a hard thing to mix with. That seems like a hard mixer. The jalapeno vodka, I can see that you being able to mix that a little bit, maybe.
I would say so, yeah.
Chocolate whiskey, you definitely could. The glazed donut, the maple bacon, the blueberry pancake, we already talked about. You could mix it with themselves and an egg. PB&J vodka, not a good mixer.
What would you mix that with? Something that tastes like bread?
No, that's what you do when you're reenacting that scene from Taxi, from the Taxi Driver. and you just have the bread in the bowl.
And the, okay.
You just pour the BB and J. You thought I meant Taxi the show.
And Taxi, no, I thought you meant Taxi with Queen Latifah and Jimmy Fallon.
Yeah, you mix those two together, it's a really sad night in your life. And also, because it means you have no friends.
What's I think me and Chris tried to do a drinking game to that once. And it was, I think the rule was just drink anytime something stupid happens. We had to shut it off after 10 minutes because it was just going very poorly. Mm. Like we were too drunk already.
Salted caramel, you could, definitely. That has some options to it. The 100,000 Scovilles Naga Chili Vodka, I don't know. Maybe. That seems like a hard one to mix with. The bacon one, I'm sure you could find something for. Bubblegum?
I don't know.
You probably could.
I'm sure you could find something.
The fluffed marshmallow whipped cream, definitely. Strawberry shortcake, you definitely could.
Yes.
Fruit Loops, I don't know, it depends on how sweet it is on its own. Buttered popcorn? No.
Yeah, I cannot imagine what you would mix with that.
Yeah. That's one of the ones where it's just like, I got nothing. Number 17, cookie dough vodka.
That actually sounds pretty good.
I'm not surprised by it. I wouldn't personally care for it. I don't know. I don't like, cookie dough is okay, but I feel like I wouldn't really want it in a drink.
The thing is that I'm wondering how much it actually tastes like cookie dough.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Because honestly, I like cookie dough. But you know, like those, like, flavored shit. Like, how much does it really taste like the real thing?
Sometimes quite a bit. And this is done by the same company, Pinnacle, that does the strawberry shortcake. And they've built their whole brand around making weird flavored vodka.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right.
So
yeah, maybe it's good.
I imagine it'd be good. Number 18. We have something else to add to that breakfast shot. Waffle vodka.
Oh boy. Waffle vodka? How different could that be from pancake?
Well, waffle vodka is browned a little bit more than the pancake. It's not fluffy, you know? And you got those ridges in it. You know, like a pancake, you eat like two bites and you're like, you know, I was really looking forward to pancakes, but I'm kind of done with it now. Waffles, you get like four bites in before you're like, I'm kind of done with this now.
Thank you, Keith.
You're welcome. That's exactly how it goes, though. Pancakes, you get sick of way faster than waffles. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference
is. Yeah, I mean, yeah, I just...
Like, I can imagine, like, I know that there is a little bit of a difference between the taste of pancakes and the taste of waffles. I don't know how to describe it. We got glazed donut vodka again.
Yeah.
This one's a good'un. This has to be the weirdest one. Ready?
All right.
Do you want to take a guess? Like, what would be the strangest flavored vodka that they could get away with?
Ribs.
No.
I guess that wouldn't be that much different than having bacon vodka.
Scorpio vodka, scorpion flavored vodka.
Scorpion?
Yes.
The fuck does a scorpion taste like?
Well, it's funny you should ask. It tastes like, I don't know. but oh wait, there's a commercial for it here. I'm not...
Okay, I'm curious. Scorpion. I mean, I've had some weird food. You know, I've had alligator before. I've had shark. I've had a few other kind of weird things. I've never had scorpion.
Well, that commercial told me nothing. It was just like flashes between a really hot chick and a guy, and then it cut in between scenes of her eating a scorpion, and then it says Scorpio vodka, classy until the end.
When, okay, like, so that doesn't say anything about the flavor.
When it kills you? I don't know what that means. I don't know.
Hmm.
I imagine scorpions probably taste salty.
Salty? Are you just thinking like a desert scene?
I'm just making shit up. Yeah, that's exactly.
Yeah, what I think you are.
I'm just making shit up. I don't know. I don't know. There's not even like a Wikipedia page that I can go to. Is there?
I need to find out what scorpion tastes like. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. Scorpion? Are you sure it's not just called scorpion?
It says scorpion flavored vodka.
Okay. All right. It just sounds so ridiculous.
Okay, normally we don't like the idea of having some kind of critter floating in our liquor. But lately the idea has been growing on us. First, we stumbled across scorpion mezcal, and we were impressed by the addition of something as badass as a scorpion to something as awesome as mezcal. This is from liquorsnob.com.
Okay.
Now we've stumbled across Scorpio, a vodka manufacturer with the same idea. It's produced and bottled in England, not a place usually associated with stingy, creepy crawlers, but we were intrigued by more than the arachnid in the bottle. So I guess there's a scorpion in the fucking bottle.
Oh, Jesus. See, I was expecting this to be from, like, Nevada or something.
This stuff is 5 times distilled from 100% single-grain wheat. And if you're curious about the scorpion, these scorpions are farm-raised, not wild. Their diet and environment is controlled to assure their good quality. The scorpions are produced for human consumption according to high-quality food preparation standards. The toxins that make the mild venom of these particular scorpions when alive are broken down with a special process. The scorpions are subject to analysis certified by the Chamber of Commerce of Pismo Beach, California, to confirm that no harmful substances are present, distilled and bottled under license of Rodrigo Rodriguez.
His name's Rodrigo Rodriguez?
Yes.
His parents are fucking idiots.
I don't know. It says you can find out, and I don't know if I really want to right now, but apparently you can see where you can find a bottle through the Scorpio site. Let's see. Let's go back to the Scorpio.
Yeah, let's see, where do they sell this shit?
I'm gonna guess probably not Pennsylvania and probably not Massachusetts. Maybe Massachusetts?
I would say more like maybe there could be a place in Boston that
has it?
That has it, yeah. It's kind of like, you know what, it's kind of like when the movies come out and there's like limited engagements. And it's in like New York, L.A., Chicago, Boston, you know, like a few cities. It could be like that, you know?
Could be. Hang on, my page is trying to load here.
I just have no... And if I hear that it tastes like chicken, I'm gonna freak out on someone.
So let's say we can find a place in Boston to get it. when I'm up there, are we gonna try it?
Price. Price.
Price. Price is a good question.
Because if it's super expensive, I am not doing it.
Well, okay, here's the thing, though. So let's say it's $100 for a bottle. Can we get 20 people together to pay $5 and we'll all try a shot of it?
If we have 20 people, yes, I think we could get 20 people to do it. I don't know if you're going to get, like, if you only have, like, 8 people, I don't think you're going to get people to spend over $10 for that, though.
Yeah, probably not.
But $5 a piece, that's reasonable.
I think the Scorpio Vodka website broke my computer.
Maybe it's just porno. Scorpion porno.
That's one scorpion that's like, my boyfriend wants to fuck me in the ass, but I don't know, I've never done that before. Why don't you try shoving your stinger in my huge gaping asshole?
I'll show you the ropes.
Could you also fix my cable?
It's over. The connection's over in that cactus.
I got a little story here though that I wanted to share with you.
Okay.
Interesting. It's kind of long. I don't know if it's long. It's a lot of one sentences. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's like a horse's. I went to get a haircut the other day. Wasn't really planning on it, but I was like, I'm going to get a haircut. Because it doesn't seem that busy. So I went in, and I did have to wait a little bit, but it worked out okay because I flipped into the newspaper, found this story. I'm just going to skip this because I don't quite blow it right away. I'm going to skip the headline, though, because that blows it. Emily Hohenwater is a girl who knows her limitations. The 12-year-old hunter from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, knows how to handle a crossbow, but she didn't know what it would be like to shoot at a black bear.
Okay.
All right. So last winter, she had her dad, Chad. Of course, her dad's name is Chad.
Of course, it's Chad.
Buy her a lifelike, three-dimensional foam bear for target practice.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know, because it was like Christmas, and they were like, honey, what do you want? And she was like, Daddy, I want a foam bear.
Where's like, she from?
She's from Lancaster, Pennsylvania, but I imagine her as, the brat from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I'm imagining her, the fact that she was like, Daddy, I want a lifelike three-dimensional foam bear.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll go with that.
Yeah. And on June 16th, the rising eighth grader at Centerville Middle School saw her months of diligent practice with that target pay off when she shot her first bear ever in Quebec, Canada.
Oh, wow. Good for her.
Yeah. They just went up to Quebec and she shot a bear.
Wow. I'm impressed.
Yeah. I'm impressed too, but I feel like this involves, we've talked about bear attacks before. We've talked about Canada. I feel like we got some things.
Killing
a bear with a knife. Punching a bear in the dick, I think. I don't think she did that.
No.
But
I'm sure she didn't.
I feel like Canada was probably all abuzz with it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, what else is going on up there?
Yeah. Hey, did you hear about that girl that shot the bear with a crossbow? Oh, what'd she do that for? I don't know. Well, she just shot him with a crossbow. I didn't know girls could do that. Sorry.
But, So now, what kind of a bear was it that she killed?
A black bear.
A black bear. Yeah. I feel like those aren't that big though, right?
I feel like black bears are. I feel like black bears are the worst kind of bear.
No, no. Well, grizzly bears are the worst.
I thought grizzly.
No. No. I'm pretty sure black bears are smaller than brown bears, and brown bears are smaller than grizzly bears.
All right. Let's see. Types of bears.
Listen, I'm not saying it's not impressive. Like, I would probably shit my pants if I saw a black bear.
No, you're right. Okay. Here we go. Let's see. American black bear, the Asiatic black bear, the brown bear. There's a lot of... Oh, the grizzly bear is a version of the brown bear.
It's a big one, though.
Let's see. What is the most dangerous type of bear?
It's gonna be a grizzly.
Inarguably, the largest and most dangerous of North American big game, the Alaskan brown bear and the grizzly bear are recognized as separate species, although mammalogists generally agree they are one and the same animal.
So the Alaskan brown bear is the same thing as a grizzly.
And they are both very dangerous.
Uh-huh.
So you might have been right.
I was.
Anyway. So, this girl shot a black bear. Like, I feel like...
No. It's still impressive.
Okay, hang on. So how much do you think the average 12-year-old girl weighs? 90 pounds?
Yeah, that's fair.
Average weight of a black bear. Because I feel like it's going to be like 900 pounds.
No, it's going to be like 300 pounds.
American black bears on the east coast of North America are larger than those found on the west coast. Average weights are males 250, females 150. But wait, that was average weight of a Canadian.
Oh.
Because he's drinking.
It said North America.
He's drinking a lot of the Labatt's, eh? Yeah, okay. Be. Yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah.
Could weigh up to 600 pounds, though.
Yeah.
Very dangerous.
Listen, I would not mess with a black bear.
So here's what Emily had to say about the whole thing. Bear hunting is so much fun. I don't know why I keep making her British, but I will.
No, it's like a faux British accent.
Yeah. When I walked up to it, I was speechless. I just kept thinking, I just shot my own bear. I thought when she, like, walked up to the bear, like, she walked up to the bear
while it was just, still
like,
alive.
Yeah, while it was just, like, hanging out. Or maybe she did. Maybe she shot it once, wounded it. It was, like, trying to crawl away. Using its arms to try and crawl away, and she walked up to it and just, like, racked another arrow in the crossbow and just shot it right in the head.
No, I hope she shot it with a bow, an arrow. It was trying to crawl away. She walked up to it and just pulled out, like, a Beretta and just, like, fired 5 rounds into it.
Now here's what I think happened. She shot it once with the crossbow. It was wounded. She shot it again. Shot it maybe one or two more times, just for the pleasure, but didn't kill it. And then she walked right on to up to it, climbed it, and then just stabbed it at the base of the neck. And just killed it that way.
She didn't slit its throat?
No, just real sad. Oh, yeah. Like, she puts her hand on its muzzle and just lifts it up and just reaches around
just,
and slits
the throat. That would be impressive and obscene, but impressive.
The blood is just spraying up.
It's just spraying. It's like a fucking Hong Kong action film.
Yeah. She's just covered in blood, and, like, the father comes up, and she's like, "Daddy, bear hunting is so much fun." He's like, I'm worried about you.
I am actually horrified by what I saw in front of my daughter today.
Like, I was stationed overseas for a while when I was in the Army, and I saw some fucked up shit over there. Well, it was way worse. I saw a guy get beheaded.
Okay. but then I saw this.
That was less disturbing. I would rather see that.
Al-Qaeda's got nothing on my daughter.
Hang on, I skipped that here. Emily's the daughter of Chad and his wife Nicole. And although she's only 12 now, she's been tagging along with Dad on his hunting trips for several years.
Of course.
She loves it, Chad said, and I love having her out there with me, whatever we're hunting. Especially because when I run out of bullets, she can always take it out with a knife.
Yeah, because she's a fucking animal.
She likes to get up close. Last fall, Emily finally got the chance to be the hunter rather than the spectator.
Oh, okay.
She practiced with a crossbow for months leading up to Pennsylvania's archery deer season, but her practice sessions were limited to paper targets. And when Emily finally had a buck in front of her crossbow, she hesitated. She said, "Daddy, do I have to shoot it?" Chad said, "I told her she didn't. She didn't feel comfortable with the shot, and I'm glad she made the decision she made. She said, Daddy, it would be too easy. I want to wound him and make him bleed first."
I want him to suffer.
"I want him to know that I don't like his kind, Daddy." I want him to know that Bambi is my favorite movie because the mom dies.
After she dies, I turn it off. It's no longer interesting for me.
It's like, I forget. There's a point. Hemingway says like the one of his favorite book, the best book ever is like Tom Sawyer or something, or maybe it's Huckleberry Finn. I think it's Huckleberry Finn. But he's like, you have to stop reading after a certain point. She's like, "Bambi is the greatest movie ever made, but you must stop watching it after the mother dies."
7 minutes in.
It's glorious cinema.
But Hemingway says that Huckleberry Finn's is the best, greatest book ever?
I think so.
Yeah. He was a big fan of Jim.
I know.
You know Jim? I forget his first name.
I don't know what you're referring to. I don't know.
Yeah, you do.
I don't. I'm trying to find it real quick. I'm pretty sure.
Have you ever heard the audio of Ronald Reagan talking about Huckleberry Finn?
Yes, mainly because of you.
Oh, it's so good. And his friend, Jim.
Because he wants to say, he's like, and his friend,
Jim.
And you can see the wheel spinning. He's like, I don't know how I'm going to get out of this one. You know what? I'll just say, I'm just going to say Jim. Jim.
Jim.
And in his mind, you know he's going, nailed it.
They loved it.
Crisis averted.
This voice that you're giving Ronald Reagan is fantastic.
I feel like it's pretty accurate. I feel like, yeah, it was Huckleberry Finn, but you had to stop reading it after. You had to stop reading it. Okay, here it is. He cautioned, if you must read it, you must stop where the gym is stolen from the boys. That is the real end. The rest is just cheating.
Does Hemingway use his full name?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, I think you do. What I'm not sure who you mean. Who's this gym?
It just says N period Jim. I don't know what.
N period Jim.
Yeah, yes. I think his first name was probably like Nathaniel or something.
Nathaniel, Ned.
Yeah. Ned Ryer?
Yeah. Yes. Jim.
N-word Jim.
That's a good way.
Is that you? Let's see. She's saying that the live deer looked different to her than the paper targets she was used to shooting.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I knew where to shoot a real deer, but I didn't really know what it looked like. And I didn't want to make a bad shot.
No, of course not.
Chad was fine with Emily's decision, but he also wondered in the back of his mind if his daughter was a pussy.
No. Yeah, I would too.
If his daughter really wanted to be a hunter, is what he actually said.
Oh.
But, yeah, I mean, that's probably what he thought. He was like, I don't know if she wants, oh boy, don't fuck this up. If she really wanted to be a hunter, nailed it. Sir, I heard you the whole time. You said all that out loud. Oh boy, I must find a way to recover. You're still talking out loud, sir. So when she told him last winter that she wanted to go spring bear hunting in Canada, he pressed the issue. This is going to be a lot of time and money. And I said, are you sure you want to do this? I told him I was sure. Bears are so cool. You hear about people shooting deer all the time. You don't hear about girls shooting bears.
No, that's true. You don't.
No, you really don't. When she assured her dad that she really wanted to hunt a bear, Emily also made a request. She said, Daddy, after I shoot a bear, I would like to hunt a man. He is, after all, the most dangerous
game.
Oh my god, can you imagine that?
That would be fantastic.
Oh god, I want to make that movie now. Like, just a spoiled rich brat. He's like, Daddy, I want to hunt a man. So it's just a guy being hunted by, like, this 12-year-old girl.
That'd be pretty cool. I mean, kind of fucked up, but it might make for an interesting movie.
Oh, you know who would play the girl, too? She would have to be a little bit older, but, like, she couldn't be 12, because I don't think she can play 12 anymore. But the girl that played Hit Girl in Kick-Ass and was Carrie in the new movie.
Oh,
You need somebody like her, Chloe something, right? Chloe Grace Moritz.
So yeah, it's something like that.
Yeah. She's 17 now, so she could probably still play a little bit on the younger side, but she's starting to become a woman, so. We would have to make this movie real quick.
Yeah, I think she's still too old.
Yeah, but yeah, anyway, I want to make a movie like that. Anyway, she was like, give me a 3D model. You got her a 3D bear. And he said, what's another $200 if it's going to help her feel comfortable? Well, $200 is a lot of money.
Maybe not to these people.
Chad moved the target all over their yard so Emily could practice shooting a bear from a variety of angles.
Oh, I hope that he was running around with it. I know. And she was trying to shoot at a moving target.
I hope occasionally, like, she would go to sleep at night and then he would move it into her bedroom just to see her reaction.
That'd be fantastic.
Like, she went to go in the shower in the morning and the bear was just standing in there. On June 13th, Chad and Emily loaded up the truck and started the 17-hour trek to northern Quebec. They stopped for the night at a motel near the spot where they'd leave the pavement the next morning and drive the final 90 miles on dirt and gravel roads to camp.
Yeah, sounds annoying.
This is possibly the dumbest thing Chad has said so far. you know, this place is really out there. It's in the wilderness.
Oh, yeah, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Is that where the bears are?
Yeah. Let's see. One of the first things Emily discovered about the northern Quebec wilderness in mid-June is the bugs. There were a lot of mosquitoes. But they didn't bother us anywhere near as bad as the black flies.
The N-word, Jim flies.
Daddy, there are a lot of mosquitoes, but they're not as bothersome as the N-word flies. They keep getting trapped in my hair and just bite my neck. My neck is so gross. It looked like I had about 1,000 warts. That she actually said, my neck was so gross.
Oh. Oh, is that actually a lie?
Yeah, that's actually what she said.
Oh, okay.
Fortunately, Emily and her dad climbed into their ground blind the first night of their hunt. They had a thermosel, which kept their hideout free of most of the biting insects.
Oh, thank Christ.
Hang
on. I was so worried.
Do you know what a thermosel is? Because I don't.
I bet it's like a big net.
It is actually, because they tell you in here, if you've never heard of a thermosel, it's a device that heats a small pad infused with a natural insect repellent. It's a spring bear hunter's best friend. Don't you know?
Fantastic.
The pair set in their blind from 4 p.m. until dark, which arrived around 10 p.m.
Jesus.
They had one big bear circle their blind many times, but it never offered Emily a clean shot. It never just turned around and opened its ass cheeks to her.
Shoot it in there.
I've never had anal sex before, so it's real tight, but go ahead.
Or so you think. You haven't seen the videos.
I was shaking a lot, Emily said. I'm glad I didn't get a shot, because that showed me what it would feel like to have a bear in close. I knew what I would have to do to control myself. On the second night, no bears showed. It was the third night. Around 8:15 p.m.
Yes.
Hang on. When Emily finally became a woman.
Yeah. What, did her father sneak into her tent?
Oh, God. No, no, nothing like that. I was just trying to imply that she was bleeding from your vagina. But no, oh. That wasn't it either.
Oh, okay, okay.
It was when Emily stomped her foot on Chad's. That was their signal that a bear had been spotted. At first, all I saw was a black blob in front of me. Hang on, let me take that again. At first, all I saw was an Edward blob out in front of me. When it moved its ears, I knew it was a bear. The bear was heading towards me.
When I saw the 40 on the ground.
When I saw the Chicago Bulls cap on its head, I knew. It was really an Edward bear. The bear was heading toward the bait station position 20 yards in front of their blind. But it didn't want to go straight in. It circled cautiously, which, at one point, brought it within 10 yards of Emily. But she didn't have a shot! I was a little bit scared when it was that close. I mean, it's a bear. Eventually, the bear, she's really, the whole family's really smart in dealing with bears.
Apparently.
And describing things. Eventually, the bear felt secure enough to attack the bait. And when it was standing on its two back legs, with its front legs stretched out, it offered Emily the perfect shot.
Oh boy.
In the mouth.
Right in the mouth.
That's
what they call the money shot.
I leaned over. No, this is the dad. I leaned over, and I started to tell her to take the shot. But before I could get the words out of my mouth, she pulled the trigger. Although she didn't see the bolt hit the bear, Emily said the shot felt good. I'm guessing she had her eyes closed? Maybe? I was pretty sure it... I hit it where I wanted. Chad did see the bolt. She hit it perfectly. She kept asking me over and over, did I get him? Did I get him? I told her, you got him. And then we high-fived.
Did it say that?
No.
Oh.
But I imagine they did.
I would've.
The bear ran off only about 30 yards before it collapsed. They tracked it themselves a few minutes later. The guides at the camp kept Emily's bear cool overnight so that they could take photos the next morning. They were hanging out with it. They grabbed the bear and they put it in a bed. And it was just like, no, man, you're gonna live. It's fine. It's fine. And they had Emily come in and be like, no, she's the girl that found you with the bolt in your leg. We're gonna take some pictures with her for the paper. Everything's gonna be cool, don't worry about it. And they take the pictures, and then Emily reaches over with a knife and slits
and just slits its fucking throat.
Yeah. The bear's like, gee, why does she have a knife in her mouth? Grit it between her teeth like she's about to do something really bad.
She seems kinda mean.
She called me an N-word bear.
I told her we don't use that word anymore.
She can't use that word. Only I can use that word. And even I feel weird about it because my mom was only half N-word.
I'm the product of a mixed bear marriage.
You know what I had to go through bear school? Hey, what's happening now? Why should bring the... Oh my god!
What the hell was the voice that we just gave that bear?
It was a cross between Michael Myers, like our Michael Myers, and I don't know. The guys kept it cool overnight. Before they did that, though, Emily wanted to tell her mom the whole story. Since there's no cell service or landlines in Quebec wilderness, the guides allowed Emily to use the satellite phone that's kept for emergencies.
Oh.
Daddy, I want to call Mom and tell her about how I killed a bitch. Just so she can stop getting out of line. Dad's like, I guess so. Yeah.
She better be in the kitchen when I call her.
Yeah. Or she better be making my room up for my return. They could see how excited she was to get her first bear, Chad said. Emily's bear weighed about 150 pounds. That spring weight, which is the leanest time of year for black bears that recently emerged from hibernation. Oh my god, what if that bear just woke up?
That'd be awful. It like gets up and it's like, oh, what a good sleep. I'm gonna go out for some food. Oh my god!
What the fuck is
why?
That?
Why me?
There's another bear like standing next to it and it looks at it and it's like, I'm fine, right man? I'm gonna be fine, right? It's good. It's totally cool, right? The other bear's like, I gotta go. Do you know how long it takes to reload a crossbow? I don't wanna find out. I gotta go. During the fall, the bear likely would have weighed about 225 pounds.
Holy cow.
Which is a good bear for Quebec. Alright?
Yeah, it's a pretty good sized bear.
Emily will have a half mount of the bear done by a local taxidermist. Meaning the top half of the bear in a realistic pose will be hung on the wall.
You know what I hope? I hope it's not, like, the front half. I hope it's the top half. So it's, like, its back and its ass and the top half of its head. The top half of the bear.
So you just see the ears of the bear?
Yeah, maybe, like, its forehead.
That would be amazing. But it's probably the first one. And it's probably, like, in a really scary pose, and she's going to mount it right above her bed.
Oh, yeah.
So then in, like, she's 12.
Wait, how old is she? She's 12?
So, yeah, in, like, four years, when she, like, a boy comes over, and he's trying to, like, put the moves on her.
Yeah.
And she's like, my parents aren't home. And he's like, all right, let's go up your room. She's like,
let's get weird.
Yeah, she's like, all right, but I'm not going to let you stick it in me bum. And he's like, all right. But he's like, I'm going to try anyway.
Yeah.
He opens the door and he's like, holy shit, what the fuck is that?
And she's like, that's just my pet Reggie.
That's just Reggie. He's a bear that I shot with me own hand. And he's like, what, you want me to go down on you? Just take care of you? I'm good. Yeah, I don't.
And he just runs away.
I don't need anything.
Can we just do this on your couch?
we can just go back downstairs. We can, like, you want to read a book or something?
We don't even have to fool around.
Yeah. Just don't kill me.
Emily, she's gonna be quite the lady when she gets older.
Let's see.
She's quite the lady now.
Oh, well, here's the last couple lines. And if Emily has any sway over her dad, Chad had better clear some more fucking space on the walls of the family's house. This is the last line of the article. Possibly the most haunting line ever said in an article. I really want to go bear hunting again, Emily said.
Oh boy.
She's gonna kill a lot of fucking bears, and pretty soon, a human.
She's gonna kill a lot of creatures. Just a lot of living animals are going to die because of her.
Yeah, a lot of things are gonna die because of Emily.
Wow. Well, she's something. What a woman.
Yeah, what a woman. I gotta also wonder though, has she actually, you know, you think she's actually hit her ladyhood yet?
No, probably not, actually.
Because it might get worse.
Yeah, she's gonna turn even to more of a monster.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you're probably right.
Yeah.
It's, you know, once they get going, they turn into, to scary, scary people.
That's it for Butcher Wrong. I'm Hugh Barilla.
I'm Greg DiNicola.
Remember, everyone, no regrets. And if you meet a girl named Emily in Canada, ever, for the rest of your life, never go into the woods with her because you probably won't come out alive.
Get your throat slit.